This is the Untalented podcast by Canva and Unknown.
Trevor, thank you so much for joining. I want to start off with a few quick fire questions.
Okay.
What do you do? But explain it to me as if I'm a 10-year-old.
Basically, I'm a creative director or ECD at Quiet Storm. I'm founder. Put Quiet Storm together a long time ago because I was frustrated with the fact that there's nobody that allowed me to direct my own ideas, which I thought was crazy. And at the time, no agencies was doing that, and I wanted to do a place where creatives could come up with ideas and also create their own ideas, which dovetailed in the whole philosophy and whole way of thinking and being.
What's helped you accelerate your career?
It's determination, to be honest, and resilience. Being pretty good. I think years on the dole made me quite resilient.
How much money does the top earner in your industry make?
As the people in my office will often say, Trevor has no comprehension of money. So I'm a typical creative in that way, or a typical bloke. I think, something that I learned from when I had no money, I don't concern myself with money unless it's a problem, and I don't concern myself with what other people are on and what. It's a depressing, slippery slope, I think, if you start thinking about money.
Is there one particular idea that's got away from you? One idea that's kind of got away and it's never been made?
There's so many that's gotten away. A new idea is hard to take on. Do you know what I mean? Like, I always thought it was more simple than seeing a great idea, but I myself have seen great ideas and never realized it was until later on. One of which was the Black Current Tango work, because when they were first telling us, me and Alan in the office, I was like, "Man, sounds rubbish." And then I saw it on air and was like, "Oh my God, this is awesome." So I realized how hard it is to really, for clients who have not spent their lives like us coming up with ideas, how hard it is to recognize ideas. But the one idea that I would say got away was an idea we did make. We were at Hal Henry and we took so much chances with a really simple idea, because it was just for Pepe Jeans, and we just wanted to do this like a non-ad where it's just these guys sat around having a laugh and they're just wearing Pepe Jeans, because you could just lay on a grass and jeans, it's really easy. And then we escalated too much. We had I won't say the director at the time, but the idea was to have them really laugh and naturally laugh and the contagiousness of laughter. And it was awful. We didn't throat mic them, so it sounded like screaming monkeys in the end, that we had to redo the sound for laughter.